The fuck seems to be in my eyes, sitting steady on the floor. There are birds out on the sidewalk, and a valet at the door. He reminds me of a penguin, with few and plastered hair. Tap and powder on the letter, and the birthday boy is there. What?
always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It is 88.3 FM. WRCT Pittsburgh here. Hey, I'm the Moxster. We are right here at the 11 o'clock hour, which means I have a radio and music calendar to get to. However, before I get to either of those, let you know some of those songs I just got done playing. Yola Tango in there doing their cover of Here Comes My Baby, wrapped up that set of music. Madness with their tribute to fellow Brit Michael Caine. And the Gothies in there start off that entire set with a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful Days, as I believe they call it. Their rendition of the theme to the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood TV show, which Mr. Rogers, again, as I started off saying, got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on this day back in 1997. So that's where we are, which again, we are at that 11 o'clock hour, which means I have to do that radio and the music calendar for you, let you know some things going on around town. Start off with a radio calendar. Let's do that. The Carlo University Art Gallery, which is located on the second floor of the University Commons, is presenting The Anthropology of Motherhood, Culture of Care. It's an exhibit engaging the viewer in the lived experience of motherhood, caregiving, parenting, nurturing, and maternal labor. Works of art from 14 national and Pittsburgh-based artists are featured. Visitors can make an appointment for a timed visit by emailing the gallery's curator at gallery@carlo.edu. Also, the Office of Public Art is pleased to announce Jaunt. It's an artist-designed public art tour by D.S. Kinzel. He's the co-founder of Boom Concepts in Garfield. Jaunt features a series of postcards by Pittsburgh artists available at various locations to provide a safe exploration of public art during the pandemic. The postcards are available at Boom Concepts in Garfield, the Small Mall in Lawrenceville, CDCP Project Space, and Small Mall Outpost in Wilkinsburg, and at People's Grocery, also on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood. And don't forget, it's always a good time to support Thrifty. It's the East End Community Thrift Store. They are open Tuesdays through Friday from 10 to 3:30, Saturday noon to 3:30, and then closed on Sundays and Mondays. They're located on Penn Avenue right next to the Thomas Merton Center. They've got clothing and furniture and household appliances, but what they're looking for are donations, volunteers, and most welcomed are shoppers. Yeah, all profits from this store are donated to the Thomas Merton Center to help fund their general operations. For more information, you can call 412-361-6010. And Offroot Arts is a nonprofit building a new type of arts community, connecting the public with original art made by artists from the ages of 16 to 24. For more information, offrootart.com. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event that you'd like to include on here or something that you just want us to try to get the word out, you got to send us an email, radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's take a look at the WRCT music calendar. It's always a challenging one, but there's things going on. There are. Most live performances in the area are canceled thanks to a pandemic. However, WRCT does urge you to support the arts community by seeking out online concerts and performances and events from your favorite musicians. So your shows at Mr. Small's, at the Club Cafe, at the Thunderbird, they've all been postponed until hopefully sometime in 2021. We're being optimistic that spring or early summer we'll start seeing some of that. However, you can always check out things like thekleipehouse.org. Find out what's going on with them, or trustarts.org to see what's going on with Cultural Trust. Let's see, what do we have coming up? Hey, how about it tomorrow? The Thomas Wendt Trio. It's jazz live stream from Con Alma, Shadyside, from 7 to 9 p.m. It's a special concert celebrating Kenny Clark and Max Roach. More information is at Con Alma, if I can say it right, pgh.com/live-stream. Also, this coming Thursday, there are four events from Calliope House, as I mentioned earlier. At 7 p.m., they have a workshop, Ballads for Beginners. At 7 p.m., they have a Roots Cellar at Home presenting Mary Flower. Oh, wait, that's on the 15th. Sorry. See, I made it sound like they're all happening on the same day. They're not. One's on the 14th. The next one's on the 15th. You would think I could read this. Sweet Honey in the Rock is doing a Martin Luther King Day celebration on Sunday the 17th. Again, calliopehouse.org for more information on all these. And then on Friday the 22nd, Jeff Daniels. Again, these are all their Root Cellars series, but they are at home. And finally, the August Wilson Center is presenting Gerald Beasley and Carol Riddick performing the music of Nina Simone on Thursday the 4th of September, or September, February. February, it's an 8 p.m. show. More information at awc.culturaltrust.org. Find out more information there. That's my WRCT music calendar. If you or your organization has an event that you'd like to include, let us know what you're doing. Maybe your band's streaming a show or something. Send us those details. Again, at least a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Give us a month, for God's sakes. In advance, it is a pandemic. music-calendar@wrct.org is the email address. You can hear the music and radio calendar each and every day, like you did just now, at 11, but you can also hear it at 7 p.m. and 1 p.m., so we try to do it three times a day. Jay Thurber tomorrow during Radio 9 will do his version of the calendar, which is normally so much smoother than mine for some reason. But, we're already 8 minutes past 11, and I'm just rambling now. Just rambling, but I got more rambling in me, so hopefully you're braced for that. You know why? Because I got my hands on a special single courtesy of my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, who I am proud to say debuted this song on the radio last night during Courts in Session. Yeah, another a commercial radio station debuted it this morning on their morning show. But they were the second to play it. EJL had the inside source. What is it? It's called SOS 2020 PGH. It's a collaboration for the Save Our Stages program that's going on. It was a bill that was put in front of the president. He has yet to sign it, as far as I know. But it's a response to the whole COVID shutdown of these live music performers. We have promoters. We have venues. These places are trying to survive in whatever way they can. So more than 60 musicians from 27 local bands have gathered for this one song, believe it or not. Yeah, that's like the Granati Brothers, Rusted Root, Common Crown, Legendary Hucklebucks, and even the Cheats. So there's a wide variety of people in this song that I'm going to play for you in just a few seconds. I just want to promote the song just a little bit more. I mean, if you think about it, Pennsylvania has over 200 independent live music venues that employ over 10,000 people. The economy, it generates $1.3 billion to the economy in Pennsylvania. And in Pittsburgh alone, more than five live music venues have actually closed their door for good. And that is sad in the Moxers world. There's a website for SOS 2020 PGH, and guess what? That's what it is, SOS2020PGH.org. SOS Save Our Stages, in case you were just like, are you making stuff up now, Moxter? Let's get into the song. It's SOS 2020, right here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Hey, this is Nick Z from the 4019s. You're listening to my man, the Mockster, on WRCT, Carnegie Mellon.
the sun goes winter this afternoon. The dolphins swim in the sea.
That is a Cracker wrapping up that set of music, wishing happy birthday to me. Wait a minute. It's not my birthday, but I'll take it. I'll take it anyway. We have had a ton of birthdays I've been celebrating today, so why not play that? Before the Cracker, Pretenders in that set of music with a Day After Day. Played some Replacements, went back to Pleased to Meet Me for Can't Hardly Wait. Then the 4019s, I think they wrote that song for me. At least I'm going to pretend they did. Late Night Radio from the 4019s. A song I literally found about, let's say, 2 hours ago. 3 hours ago. 4 hours ago. I don't know. It was today, earlier today. I was listening to a compilation I had, and I just had not really paid attention to it. And that song was on there. I'm like, that is getting a spin on my radio show tonight. Late Night Radio from the 4019s. And then I started off that entire set with SOS 2020 PGH. I let's say the song is called SOS 2020. Yes, that is Save Our Stages. Hashtag Save Our Stages. That was a local band. But by local band, it was 60 different members from 27 different bands. And the only question I have to ask is, how did they fit everybody into the studio to do that? I mean, We Are the World had that big, giant studio, and they didn't have six... never mind. Anyway, more information about that SOS 2020 project, you can they have a website, sos2020pgh.org. Hey, I forgot to remind you that Zeke's Coffee does join you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Zeke's Coffee is a small batch roaster, cafe, and bakery. They're located at 6015 Penn Avenue in the middle of East Liberty, actually in the middle of Penn Circle in East Liberty. They specialize in fair trade coffee, espresso, baked goods, and for more information, you can go to ZekesCoffeePGH.com. I knew you could go to something. ZekesCoffeePGH.com. Hey, and do you remember what Top 40 radio sounded like back in the 70s? You might. You might. But some of you might not. But guess what? Jay Thurber does. So all of us say, okay, Gen Xer, and tune into Radio 9 from noon to 3 tomorrow for a mix of oldies, newies, and I'm pretty sure tomorrow is going to have a whole lot of snark. I can just feel it coming. I think his snark machine has been agitated. So a lot of snark on that one. It's right here on Independent Freeform Radio 88.3 FM, WRCT. A little less than a half hour to go, and I haven't even told you what the mock was all night. I've been just dragging you along, and I've been so excited about the music is what it is. Tonight's mocking. It's not Elvis, no. It's not David Bowie, no. I've done those mocks. Tonight, it's National Argyle Day today, so I'm going to mock Argyle. Songs with Argyle in the title, songs with Argyle in the lyrics, or possibly one band that might have Argyle in their name. Maybe. Hey, speaking of Jay Thurber and his kind of his, it's not really a golden oldie show. It's a moldy oldie show. Let's get into the theme of it, the framework of it, and just prep ourselves with little Eddie Cochran.
I'm just sitting in the balcony, just watching a movie, or maybe it's a symphony, I wouldn't know. I don't care about the symphony, those are symbols and the timbre. I'm just sitting in the balcony, on the very last row, and I hold your hand. Sitting in the balcony, holding hands in the balcony, just sitting in the balcony, on the very last row. Thank you.
we may stop loving to watch Bugs Bunny, but he can't take the place of my honey. Just a smooching in the back, you know. Just a sitting in the back, you know. On the very last row. Just a hugging and a kissing for me in the very last row.
Pretty little angel eye. Pretty little angel eye. Pretty little angel, pretty little angel, pretty little, pretty little, pretty little angel. Ooh, 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 ooh. Pretty little angel eyes. Hey, angel eyes, I really love you so. Hey, angel eyes, I'll never let you go. Because I love you, my darling angel eyes. Little, pretty little angel eyes. I said, wait a minute, dear. I know you mean it just for play.
want you to stay. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Let's walk down to the preacher. Let's say, hey, I do. And then I know you want me. And you know I want you to. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't need no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Hey, you to stay, but don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Why should we be apart? Baby, you know I love you across my heart. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel. It's true.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime, so I will ask you once again. Try to see it my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. While you see it your way, there's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime, so I will ask you once again. Try to see it my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. While you see it your way, there's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out.
The Beatles, the Beatles, the Beatles. We can work it out. Song was actually number one on this day back in 1966. Believe it or not, 10 years before that, the original version of the song before that, Elvis's Don't Be Cruel, was number one on this day in 1956. I played Cheap Trick's version because why not? Came out back in the late 80s on the Lap of Luxury album. Bill Haley in the comments doing a see you later, alligator. someone that I was unable to play on my show last week when I was paying tribute to people we lost, because Al Rex, the original bass player for Bill Haley in the Comets, you can hear him slapping the bass on that song, passed away back in May at the age of 91. And speaking of passing away, Curtis Lee died on this day 5 years ago, 6 years ago now, at the age of 75. He's the guy who gave you some Pretty Little Angel eyes before that. And some Eddie Cochran start off that entire set with Three Steps to Heaven. Hey, we are 13 minute steps to the mock. We're doing an Argyle mock at midnight. Got one more set of music I'm going to try to squeeze in there before we get to it. But I got to remind you that more than 37 million people in the U.S., including 11 million children, struggle with hunger. And as the COVID-19 outbreak continues, they need your help now more than ever. As the nation's largest hunger relief organization, the Feeding America Network of Food Banks is committed to serving communities, families, and children facing hunger in America, wherever they are. Now, you can be there for your neighbors in need by donating now at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. This message is brought to you by Feeding America, the Ad Council, and your good friends here at 88.3 FM. WRCT Pittsburgh. Oh, I forgot to mention, I got to give that shout out. I do have to give that shout out. It's out there somewhere that the Curtis Lee was actually a request for Barbara Kay in the Rocks, who wanted to hear that. So very timely and a great request. Thanks, Barbara. If you got a request, you can drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Hey, while we are talking about dates and today and things like that, you know what song was released on this day back in 1962? Now, I challenge you to call Jay Thurber tomorrow and ask him. Ask him. Do you know what date, what song was released on January 8th, 1962? He might be able to tell you. Little secret.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up a New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. Twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go. Twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the one. Twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go. Twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old. Twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. One more time.
Would you believe there was a time when someone tried to create a law in New York City that would outlaw flirting? Yeah, it's true. That's the flirts here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh asking you, just don't put another dime in the jukebox. From 1982, before the flirts, it was The Breakfast Club from their pretty much their one and only album. They actually formed back in 1979, and an early member of The Breakfast Club back in that time was this woman named Madonna. She went on to do some other stuff, and I think because of her success, they finally gave these guys a record contract with MCA, and that came out in 1987. That was their cover of Expressway to Your Heart. Sam Cooke kicked off the entire set. Yes, he did. Sam Cooke kicked it off with A Twist in the Night Away, a song that was released on this day back in 1962. My name's Paul. I'm the Moxster.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. And welcome to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis, and tonight we pay tribute to Elsa Soares, who passed away last week.
Often called the Queen of Brazilian Samba, she released 36 albums in a career that spanned six decades. Soares also used her music to campaign against racism and other forms of discrimination. She was born into poverty in a favela, a slum of Rio, in 1930. Her father worked in a factory and her mother was a washerwoman. Her father forced her to marry at the age of 12, and within a year, she had